This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. You're listening to rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush. Exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for Feral Vinca and their new release, Sex Symbol. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions. Please stand by. Still looking for that blue jean, Steve McQueen, prettiest boy. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for Feral Vinca and their new release, Sex Symbol. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Sloan of Feral Vinca regarding the new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From their CD Sex Symbol, here is Feral Vinca with Rockstar.
You're a rock star. guess you can call that a guitar solo. But I bet underneath those $300 jeans and that $100 t-shirt, you got something real, something hot. So why don't you pick up that guitar and play something to really impress me? 'Cause you're my rock star. You're my rock star. You're my rock star. At least I think you are. Well, you're my rock star. You're my rock star. You're my rock star. At least I think you are.
From their CD Sex Symbol, that was Feral Vinca with Rockstar. Check out the band at their official website, www.feralvinca.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Sloan of Feral Vinca regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, Sex Appeal is a fantastic listen, and now that it's out there for people to get a listen to, how do you feel about the finished work?
Of Sex Symbol?
Yeah.
I am very proud of the album. I think that we put a lot of heart and soul into it, and we worked really hard, and we stayed true to our sound and didn't overproduce the album, and we're extremely excited. There's no auto-tune. All the instruments are real, so we're extremely happy that it turned out the way that it did. It's a very raw album.
And who all did you guys work with in terms of production? Who helped you behind the mixing board?
We worked with a man by the name of Eric Garcia, and he did a lot of post-editing for Jane's Addiction and Red Hot Chili Peppers, and he worked on Poe's album and wrote a lot of songs with her and did all of her production, and he's just a really great down-to-earth guy who wanted to be a part of our project and did us a really big favor, and we were so fortunate to work with him, and he ended up actually laying down all the bass tracks on our entire album because David was trying to do all the guitar parts and the bass, and he's not a bass player, so he surprised us one time, and we came back into the studio, and Eric had done all the bass tracks for us, so we were extremely fortunate because he is a pro player, and he's been in the industry for years, so it was kind of cool. We were very fortunate to find Eric.
And talk about the other members of Feral Vinca. Tell me who they are and what it is you think each of them brings to the table that makes this thing work.
That's a good question. There are four members right now of Feral Vinca. We do have a brand new backup singer, so I guess there's five of us now. But myself, my name is Sloan, and I am the vocalist. Personally, I've got a really commanding voice, a commanding performance on stage, and I sing with my heart and soul. So I think that when I am performing, people tell me they really believe what I'm saying, and I'm a very passionate performer and a very commanding performer. So I definitely think that is my role in all of this. David, the guitar player, he writes most of the songs, and he's a phenomenal guitarist, and he just plays very tastefully, and he really pays attention to the music, and every note that he plays is intentional. I have our bass player's name is Aaron. He's been with us for about 2 years now, and he's pretty cool. He plays on a 5-string bass, and he's very laid back, and he's just a very talented musician as well. And we were fortunate enough to find Bobby, our drummer. He's been with us for less than a year now, but we actually bought a drum set from him at the store he was working at. And he's just a really great guy. That's how we actually met him, as we bought our drums from him, and then we found out he was a phenomenal player. And he came into the band, and, you know, everyone always says you're only as good as your drummer and your lead singer. So we were fortunate to find Bobby. He's amazing. And I definitely, you know, we play a few songs that highlight each member. Sometimes we'll throw in a cover here or there just to, you know, show off everyone's skills. You know, it's kind of fun. But David and I started Feral Vinca about 6 years ago, and it's always been he and I, and now we have Aaron and Bobby, and we're really excited about the whole thing. We're all a big family, and everyone is really nice to each other, and nobody fights, and it's kind of cool. I feel like I have three husbands.
Yikes.
Or three kids. To be honest with you.
I think I know what you mean. And talk about how music began for you as an individual. How did that get going?
I've been playing music my entire life. I grew up singing three-part harmony with my sister and my dad. And my dad plays 11 instruments, and he's a phenomenal musician. So I have pictures of me with these huge headphones on at an organ, you know, at like 2 years old in a diaper, you know. And I played my entire life. I mean, music has always been in my life and in my household. And my dad always had an acoustic guitar everywhere we went. And it's just a big part of my life. I've always just naturally had musicianship. My father could show me one lick on a piano and I would have it down. And it would blow his mind. And my sister also is a phenomenal singer. So my mom plays the radio, and she's a really great cheerleader. But but definitely, I grew up in a very musical family.
And what was your musical experience before Feral Vinca?
Personally, I play alto sax. I was a first-year honor band when I lived in Florida. I also was a drum major of a huge marching band when I was younger in high school. And I also play keyboards, piano. So I've sung forever and played a few instruments. And I've had several bands before Feral Vinca, and none of them were that serious. And Dave and I, he had his own band before, and they had a lead singer that was, I guess you call it lead singer-itis. He didn't want anybody to change his music and whatnot. And when Dave and I connected, we both had a background in music, and he started writing a song. And I loved what he was writing, and I jumped up and said, play that again. And we were just kind of jamming, and I started singing a song, and that's kind of how it began. But I've just played music, like I said, my whole life.
Check out the band at their official website, www.feralvinca.com. Here is Feral Vinca with the title track of their new CD, Sex Symbol.
Come on.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to announce the Rockwired.com Artist of the Month, Donna Destry, and her collaboration with Costume on their EP, Empire State Neon. Known for her angelic backing vocals for the legendary pop band Blondie, Destry takes center stage with her one-of-a-kind delivery and hypnotic musical backing. With a little help from producer Stephen Jones, Destry is turning the world of electronica on its ear. And Sugar Me, the first release from Empire State Neon, is just one little taste of the excitement. Empire State Neon from Costume, featuring Donna Destry. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Check out Donna Destry at Facebook.com.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years' experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. Passionate. Fearless. Innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Feral Vinca and their new release, Sex Symbol. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Sloan of Feral Vinca regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process within this band. How do you guys go about it?
Well, like I said, David writes most of the songs. I definitely help inspire the subjects that we write about. I don't know that there's a formula to writing songs. Each song is different. Some will just be jamming in rehearsal, and somebody will play something, and then the next person will start playing a lick, and then I'll start singing a melody, and that's how a couple of the songs on the album were written. But I know that personal experiences definitely spark the subject. And Dave sometimes will just be watering the grass or driving through the canyon, and an idea or the first line, I think, is what strikes him. He'll come up with that first line of, you know, lyrics, and then it'll spark a song, and then, you know, it'll go from there. It could be written in a day. It might take him 3 months. And I think, like I said, there's no formula to it. It's just natural. That's the best way for it to be for us. He can't just say, well, I'm just going to sit and write a song tonight. You know, it has to just come from his heart and pops in his head. And he's a very musical genius and a lyrical genius when it comes to that. I write very literal lyrics, so I'm not the best lyricist, but I do have a pretty exciting life, and I can give you a lot of fun things to write songs about.
And with that being said, what songs off of the album stand out for you the most, and why?
I love Stop Crying. Stop Crying is about a dear friend of ours who passed away. It's a very heavy song. It means a lot to us. I was glad that we were able to write that song and express our feelings about the situation that we all went through. Sex Symbol is a pretty hot song. It's a true song. It's about living in California and having a lot of models that come to LA to make it, and then next thing you know, they're doing things they probably shouldn't be doing for money. But Rockstar, you know, is a really fun song. Rockstar is about a friend of ours who thinks he's a rock star. So if you want to listen to those lyrics, it's kind of funny. It ends very well. It sounds like it's going to be mean at first, but it isn't, because in the end, it's a cool song. But they all mean a lot to me. Every single one of those songs on the album means a lot. I don't know that... every single one is a very deep song, and they all have a story behind them, and every song is a true story. So my favorite, maybe, on the album is On Me. I wrote a lot of that. It is a very literal song. It's a very hot and sexy song. So if you want to get to know me, definitely listen to On Me.
And how are live shows going for the band at the moment?
Live shows are where it's at for us. We are an amazing live band. I actually think our live performances are better than the album, and it's just because of energy for me. I feed off of the energy from the crowd. It's hard for me to stand in a vocal booth and just, you know, belt out lyrics and, you know, scream at the top of my lungs to hit a note. And on stage, it's just phenomenal. And people are dancing, and now I look out, we played a show last night, and I looked out in the audience, and people were singing every word to every song. And I was just thinking how amazing that was, that these people actually have my album and listen to it and know it and are enjoying it and are dancing to it and actually came out to see us. And that is so important to me. That's everything to me. So live performances are my absolute favorite thing to do. And I'm proud that we're a great live band. A lot of bands aren't as great on the album. They're great live, but they're great on the album, and we're, you know, pretty good on the album, but great live. So I'm proud of that. I'm really proud of that.
And what songs are getting the audience going the most?
Right now, I would have to say Rockstar and Stop Crying, Sex Symbol, the three that I had already mentioned earlier. And then we have a few new ones. Let the Music Play is a really fun song about just being a musician and just, you know, letting the music play. And we have another one called Night After Night that we just came out with. And we're recording these now. So hopefully we'll come out with another album soon. But the audience is really enjoying a couple of the new ones. And on the album, like I said, I think the most downloaded songs right now are Rockstar, Stop Crying, and Sex Symbol.
And what would you like someone to come away with after they hear this album?
I would love for them to have had a journey of a little bit about my life and, you know, feeling emotion with every song, whether it's a fun song or a sad song or a love song. I definitely want people to feel what we're trying to make them feel. And we are album listeners still. I love to hear an entire album from beginning to end, and if anybody would really sit down, it's a 45-minute long album, if they sit down and just listen to each song, I think that in the end, they'll be on a journey, and the last song is that hot song I was talking about called On Me. So hopefully they will have a wonderful journey and end it very fantastically.
Check out the band at their official website, www.feralvinca.com. From their CD Sex Symbol, here is Feral Vinca with What Do You Expect? That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Sloan on behalf of Feral Vinca for her time and the music, and to Chris Keaton of Chris Keaton Presents. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media, LLC. A limited liability company and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.